Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Let's hit the skins. Skins hitting time. It's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
Sounds like skin sitting time was about 11:55 last night.
Yeah, for somebody in the other room.
So about 11:58.
It's Jason's nightmare.
I haven't done that in, I don't know, 11 years and 58 minutes.
Decades.
That's the last time you executed the tap.
I can't even remember.
He loves this.
He goes to bed so early.
Put in the crosshairs.
Yeah, the tap days are way
she
over.
She could give him the tap.
Oh. She knows he's got no interest.
You got a better chance of winning freaking Heisman than that happened.
It's crazy.
So I got to tell you, I think the line is still 3.5. It's butt disrespectful. It makes me crazy. This is a home game.
You know what? You're talking a lot of smack. Why don't you lay some points then?
No, I mean, you're not going to take advantage of me.
Buy it down to 3 and lay it.
Jason loves being the book.
I know. I mean, listen to what he's saying.
No, listen. I think we're going to beat the Browns.
I think we
should beat the Browns. We should really demolish them.
Now, they played a close game against the Raiders, didn't they?
Yeah, it was 20-16.
Yeah. I'll take the dub.
But they don't score points.
They got waxed by the Cowboys in week one.
Yeah.
We should give them the beatdown. I think the 3.5 is a disappointment. I do have to say, just as a side note, every time Cakes does that read and he mentions Northwest Stadium,
yes,
I cringe. It's the worst name in the NFL for a stadium. I get it.
Yeah.
They got to recoup some of their investment. If they paid us a certain amount, we could be the Northwest Junkies. I hate that.
The problem with it is
I hate it.
You can't get the full name onto the stadium. It's Northwest Federal Credit Union. It's too lengthy. It's too wordy.
I don't know if it's the worst, DB. There's Empower Field at Mile High.
Yeah.
At least you got Mile High still there.
Paycor Stadium. Paycor, that name stinks.
I guess they're all awful.
Highmark Stadium.
Steelers used to have a cool stadium name. They used to be Heinz Field. That's a great name. Heinz is synonymous with Pittsburgh. It's been there for like 150, 200 years. Now I believe it's Acrisure Stadium. Acrisure Stadium.
So it's the trend.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention to it. I just know for my stadium, it's brutal.
You know what Jacksonville's is?
Hold on. It's Everbank, but they have done a deal with Trevor Lawrence, so it's now known as Trevor Bank Stadium for the next month.
I see TIAA Bank Field.
For Jacksonville?
Yes.
Maybe that's new. That's news to me.
Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of terrible names for stadiums.
Anyway, I'm surprised, Jason, that the line hasn't moved. There should be more money on the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this should be like at least a 5 or 6 point favorite. But
has there been any line movement? It's still
no. Three and a half. Far as I can tell.
On FanDuel, it is currently it's 3.
It's actually going in the other direction.
Money's coming down on the Browns a little bit.
That's crazy. To me, it's crazy. If we lose, it'll be humiliating.
Is there one win against the Jags?
Who's?
The Browns.
Yes. They squeaked over them, too. It was like a 3 or 4 point win.
I'm not sure the Browns, have they scored 20 in any game? Yeah, I think they've been under 20.
I think their high is 18. That might have been the Jags game.
Now, I'm sure whether or not Chubb is back or not, they'll have some rushing high. And
I mean, he's returning to practice, but I would be shocked if he's there this weekend.
The first week off pup, they don't activate him.
Stefanski's not going to rush him back.
Yeah,
like he came off a pretty devastating injury.
Yeah,
I don't know. He might rush him back when you're 1-3.
Look, I could be wrong, but I'd be stunned if we see Nick Chubb actually playing on the field at EB's favorite stadium name.
I don't think he's going to play. Do they have a bye next week?
The Browns, I'd have to look up who's on bye in week 6.
Now, they have a good receiving core, though, right?
I mean, Amari Cooper.
On paper.
He's okay.
Well, Judy hasn't done anything.
Judy's actually been.
They don't have a quarterback. They don't have a quarterback that's going to get.
I thought he would.
They don't have a quarterback that gets the ball to him consistently. Right.
That's the problem. But on paper, two pretty good receivers in Amari Cooper and Judy. They've combined for 3 touchdown receptions
They miss David Njoku, a tight end. Like, that is a guy that...
I saw that he might come back this week.
He's been dealing with a high ankle sprain. Like, he's a guy who's reliable in the short to intermediate game. He's explosive. he's just missed a lot of games.
Maybe Vegas is just expecting a letdown and kind of a do theory that the Browns should be better than their record.
I don't know why.
They got two guys on the offensive line that are hurt. I'm not sure if they're out for this game, but I think they were out for the last game.
Yeah.
What were we going to say, Valdez? You're going crazy.
It's a market. It's not necessarily Vegas predicting that they're going to win by two. It's a market.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's where they think they'll get the business or whatever the business is.
That's the perception of other people, not what Vegas thinks.
Yeah, it's just crazy to me that it's just not a bigger line, that there aren't more people that don't think that the Commanders are going to give them the beatdown. I guess they're just not believers yet. I'm not a believer in the defense, so maybe I'm just getting ahead of myself. But I certainly am a believer in this offense, Cakes.
Well, certainly. Who isn't? They're scoring over 30 points per game.
Well, look, they've held the Browns in the last 3 weeks have held their opponents to 13, 21, and 20. All right, so not 42.
But maybe that's what it is. Maybe they have this incredible defense, and I'm just completely.
If Washington can get into the mid 20s,
yeah, don't get greedy. Score 26-28, and you should be able to easily dispatch the Browns.
Well, they're led by Myles Garrett, right? Garrett's got four sacks on the year. Whether or not he's injured or not, he still has four sacks. They have Za'Darius Smith. They got some names on that defense that you're familiar with. Denzel Ward, one of their corners. They have some good players on that D.
Yeah, I think the defense is good, but, I mean, how many points can they score?
Apparently not a lot.
Well, against us, I'm sure they'll get their season high. I don't doubt that.
We'll see.
So maybe that's what it is. PFF came out with their grades, and Jaden ranked very high, but actually Zaccheaus Oz got a slightly higher grade. He had a 91.8 Cakes on his 18 snaps. Jaden, he graded out at an 82.7.
Seems low.
Jeremy McNichols, he had a huge day. He was the third highest rated at 78.2. Brian Robinson, Terry McLaurin, Tyler Biotish, Brandon Coleman, Cornelius Lucas, all over 70.
Dude, the line has been good.
The line's been good, and they're working Cornelius and Coleman like a tandem and left tackle. They're like splitting the position.
Right.
And so far it's working.
Right. That's kind of a little platoon thing they got going on.
The only
reason
I could see Jaden being lower is if they're looking at that all 22 and seeing times where he's missing a guy. I did see one of your guy, Noah Brown, and he looked to run the exact same pattern that McLaurin did on the game-winning touchdown on Monday Night Football. He ran that stutter and go wide open, completely juked the corner, and Jaden opted to go elsewhere. I heard Luke McCaffrey on with Grant and Danny yesterday, and he such a nice kid. The way he answered everything. Yeah. but Grant, I believe, told him, hey, you're one of the top guys in separations. That mean you're open all the time. What's going on? And he kind of deflected and said, you know, it's team kind of, hey, it's a team game. You're not always going to be throwing the ball when you're open. So that's the only reason I could think that maybe they're
well, his passer rating was at 84.4. He actually only got a 61.5 for his run grade, which, you know, he's a quarterback. I don't know what they're looking at there. Who knows? It's just interesting. Gives it a little context. Defensively, who do you think was the number one ranked defensive player? He played 59 snaps. I think he all kind of jumped out at us.
Frankie Louvu.
Yeah. Frankie Louvu was kind of all over the field.
Armstrong, was he up there?
Dorrance Armstrong was third. Bobby Wagner had his highest rated game. He had an 87. Dorrance Armstrong had an 80. Jeremy Chinney popped for all of us. He was up there. Lowest ranked, kind of the D-line guys. Johnny Newton still coming back from his injury. Fedarian Mathis, they're at the bottom. Dante Fowler Jr., Andre Jones. So, clearly the offense ahead of the defense. It is what it is. It'll be a good test this week against the Browns.
Back to what we were talking about earlier, though, injury-wise, I was just checking from the Cleveland newspapers from Mary Kay Cabot, who's always been covering. Apparently, Njoku is practicing this week. So he could be a go.
Well, both their tackles were injured at least last week. I'm not sure if they're going to play Willis and Conklin. So we got to check on
that. That's not great news for Deshaun Watson. So hopefully, for the Commanders' sake, those guys miss again.
Now, I see that Riggo's Rag is kind of doing the bit that I was doing yesterday. I did the next five games. They did the next four games. If you look at their schedule, and it's funny, these things do change week to week, right?
Of course.
Just your sort of your emotion about a team, your general feeling.
Because, yeah, if you look at a team like the Bears right now, you might say, well, the Commanders are favorite. But what if the Bears rip off three wins in a row before the Commanders play them?
Certainly. But at this point, the way I feel right now, I feel like, and Riggo's Rag agrees, Cakes.
Okay, yes.
I feel like the Browns, winner. Ravens, let's just say loser. Mm-hmm. Panthers, winner. Bears, winner. Mm. That puts you at 6-2. And then you got the Giants. Now, it's at New York. It's always tougher.
Game was tough.
They've been battling.
They're competitive.
They've been battling.
They've been decent.
First game was terrible, but since then they won a game and they lost two close ones.
Yeah. So I mean, maybe we lose that one, but I could see a scenario where going into that Steelers game we're 7-2.
I'm not just chalking up a loss to the Giants just because it's at New York.
Yeah.
Not with Jaden at the helm.
I agree with you.
They have too much offensive upside.
Said yesterday you liked the chances of them going 7-2.
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying right now.
Too. Yeah, and I kind of agree with you, but maybe we're overreacting to the last couple weeks a little bit too much.
I mean, we could be. I mean, honestly,
they were unbelievable offensively.
Other than the Ravens, Jason, the rest of the way, I'd like to do a redo. Because the rest of the way, I don't see where we'll be overwhelming underdogs any of the games the rest of the way.
Well, it kind of depends on what happens this week, right?
Yeah, let's just say we dispose of the Browns the way we should. I mean, the Eagles are kind of eh. Cowboys are kind of eh. The Titans blow.
Titans are dreadful.
The Saints are coming back to earth.
Actually, I won't say the Titans are dreadful. They just hung 31 on the road last night. So that maybe they're semi-capable.
I don't even know how they got
Falcons
the 31.
I don't even know, dude.
They ran the ball.
Well, and Nick Folk kicked five field goals.
Yeah. We may blow this whole thing and finish 4-whatever. You guys can laugh at me. But I think that schedule, it might be the...
They're only going to win one more game. I don't see that happening.
I just think the schedule looks
that seems preposterous.
Amazing.
Well, we talked about it all offseason.
Looks amazing.
Yeah.
When you finish dead last, you get a soft schedule. We knew they were going to have a softer schedule this year. Things change, though, during the season. Some of the teams that you think aren't going to be good are good.
Well, it's actually changing the other way because teams that we thought were going to be very good, like the Eagles and Cowboys, they're kind of eh. They're gettable. They're definitely gettable.
Yeah. The Eagles don't look right.
And they don't. But they're going to get their guys back.
Right.
They're going to play better because they're going to be healthy.
Right. They're going to see the Eagles.
Yeah, but remember the end of last season.
This is kind of a trend.
Yes. Remember the end of last season.
Yeah.
True, but they didn't have Barkley.
And there doesn't seem to be much belief in their head coach.
Well, and this doesn't seem to be much belief in their quarterback right now.
Right.
He's turned the ball over.
A lot of question marks.
But they didn't have Barkley last year.
Here's what will change it for me, where I'll just say, oh, no, it's all up for grabs now. If we lose to the Browns and they just kind of like control the clock, it just run right up our gut, and we don't score enough, and like the lowly Browns beat us. If the lowly Browns, who I completely disrespect, beat us, changes my whole perspective.
I kind of agree. If Jerome Ford comes in and just shoves it on the Commanders defense, and
he runs for 120
rushing yards, and they control the clock, then I'll start to have more question marks.
I mean, I don't think they should get fat and happy.
I mean, Cleveland the last 3 weeks has played Jacksonville, the Giants, and the Raiders.
Right.
I mean.
And they've lost to those teams.
Well, they beat Jacksonville.
But aside from Jacksonville, a squeaker against a winless team.
So they haven't played the toughest schedule.
Right.
They have, and they still haven't scored anything that starts with a 2.
Correct.
No, they have not.
But they did finish 11-6 last season, right?
It seemed like a totally different team.
I don't care one thing about what happened last season.
We won 4 games last year.
I care about what they're doing right now.
We look like a totally different team.
I know, but maybe they turn it around in that last year, people were jocking Stefanski,
having
that team at 11.
Last year, they had Joe Flacco that rode to the rescue for them.
Point is they had a lot of turmoil, and they still found a way to get to 11-6 last year.
Well, defense was their strength.
Yeah.
And it's probably their strength this year.
And most of those guys are still there. It's not like they completely turned over the team.
If we stun the world and beat the Ravens, then it's going to be full-blown.
Oh, then it's
hysteria.
Like, literally, I'll have to start talking about like January and February football.
Start booking like Super Bowl trips.
I'm picking the Ravens. I don't see a scenario where I don't pick the Ravens.
Right.
But if we stun the world and win that one,
yeah,
even though it's a meaningless regular season game,
like I don't see
that'll be crazy.
I don't see Jerome Ford coming in and having his way with this defense. Maybe it happens, but I do see Derrick Henry,
and I agree.
Jackson kind of having their way against this defense.
I don't see an answer for him.
It's gonna be tough. That's gonna be
an answer.
That's
the combo between Lamar and Derrick Henry. I don't see an answer.
Yeah, it's gonna be a long one. It's gonna be a long night for the Commanders.
But you know, maybe he'll trip over himself and break his chin or something. Like I don't know.
I doubt that's gonna happen. But sure, you can wish for that.
It's a battle of the beltways.
Yeah, that's right.
They usually do in the preseason. I saw Dominique Foxworth on ESPN, and you know how Baltimore had that amazing preseason winning streak.
Yeah,
Valdez. What was the number? It's like 20 straight wins in the preseason or something like that.
Around that.
Well, he said that the Ravens players actually care. Did you see this clip? About winning in the preseason, particularly against Washington.
I saw it against Washington.
Do you know why?
It was bragging rights at the clubs, at the local clubs.
The clubs to get the women.
Oh, really?
To get the ladies, he says, because they'd be in the clubs together, and they needed to have bragging rights that we beat them.
That was they had to one-up the other guys in the club.
Yeah. So that was a particularly meaningful preseason game to the Ravens, at least. They talked about it.
No, I didn't know that. Interesting. By the way, I tried to find a compilation of all the power rankings. I need someone to do it for me because I can't just click on every one and write it down. That's just way too much effort.
The show behind us, it's a ESPN2 Nubs, whatever morning show.
Yeah.
They just unveiled their power rankings. Yeah. Commanders were number 5.
Oh, my told you. God.
What?
Where were the Ravens?
Ravens were 4.
Wow. I said I thought they'd crack some top tens. I didn't think they'd be in the rarefied air of
what
top dummies
are on that show. Are
they, who is that?
Is that the Colts coach? Is that Jeff Saturday?
Yeah,
Saturday and
I don't know who the guy on the left is.
I don't know. I don't know if we should put much stock into it because they had the Vikings at number 2.
Chris Canty.
I mean, the Vikings are playing good. Well,
the Vikings are showing up
balling right now.
I know.
Number 2 might be a little bit.
Sam Darnold's like he's in the MVP candidacy at this point.
It shows you guys, if you put them in the right circumstances, the guys you write off.
Kevin O'Connell, he's going to be the coach of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless they lose all the games.
Unless Dan Quinn takes it from him.
Unless
he's
going to
be in the conversation if they continue.
If they keep doing what they're doing, sure.
That has to be the extreme outlier, right? Nobody else can possibly have them at number 5.
I mean, no, but I bet you they're going to have a couple of 8s, 9s.
Yep, I think so.
ESPN has them at 10.
Right.
Yeah.
That sounds more right to me, especially with our defense.
Yeah, 5's probably a little too high, but they're going to have a couple top 10s.
I'm this close to guaranteeing a victory against the Browns.
Oh, you are?
I don't want to do it.
Guarantees?
I mean, it will be humiliating if we lose to them.
Yahoo remind me about the toilet bet that Trav made, because there was
said,
a lot of post-show discussion.
Everyone's talking about the diarrhea they're going to have before. Trav said he will lick the toilet
stall.
If Washington scores 30.
Yes.
And wins.
And wins. Yeah.
I don't know how I got talked into that, but
you said you would kiss EB's toes. And
I don't want that.
He didn't want that, so... Since they're playing the Browns.
He's trying to find something equally as gross.
JP Finley pulled me aside yesterday in between the shows, and he was like, dude, I need to talk to you. He was like, I don't understand your show. I don't understand what you're doing.
Yeah.
Why don't you just make bets for money?
Right.
Why are you doing bets?
We love humiliation bets.
And he goes, is it just because I'm not a radio guy? I don't understand this. And I go, the listeners don't care about us exchanging $20.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They want to see your toilet seat.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be guzzling stool softener pills like Jim Irsay.
Was he serious? Like he seriously didn't get it.
He just couldn't figure out why I would do that.
Right.
Yeah.
As you know, probably.
Did you
a lot
tell
of
him some of the other things that you've done for money? Like with Sven.
Yeah, no, I don't want him to disrespect me.
All right. Don't forget later in the show we'll be joined by Sean Syed from Sumer Sports. We'll talk more NFL with him, and of course Jonathan Allen from your Washington Commanders, your victorious Washington Commanders. He'll join us coming up at 9 a.m.